AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The good news is if people are on the move, they're hopefully a little more awake than I am this morning, and they will be using all forms of transport to get to their destinations. Barry Kenny of Irish Rail is with us on the line. Good morning, Barry.
Morning, Jonathan. Happy Christmas to you.
Many happy returns. It is a really busy time today because it is the last day of big movement, if we could call it that way, for people who are using the train service.
It is, absolutely. Obviously, we've seen people on the move over the last few days, but it kind of builds to, I suppose, that pre-Christmas excitement today. Through to the kind of early mid-afternoon, we expect things to be very busy. Numbers then start to fall off a bit. And indeed, I suppose, in terms of travel today, if you haven't already booked, we would urge you to do so very, very quickly. Our last services on our various intercity routes are between about 6 and 8.30, depending on the route, so check the time there. And in the Darton commuter area, it's a Saturday service because obviously there's far fewer people travelling in the regular commuting, and those routes finish between about 7:30 and 9 o'clock tonight.
Now, you always encourage people to book, which is fine, but if they haven't booked, can they still use the service, the intercity service? I mean, what we're trying to avoid is people being stuck at the station without a ticket.
Well, as I say, I think on all the routes, certainly some of the later services have availability. So we would encourage people, I'm afraid, to stick with the train that you have booked with the nature of today. But there is still availability on every route. So it is a day when people tend to have flexibility to travel. So irishrail.ie, both for the times and to see which trains are available for travel still.
And all of your colleagues having a well-deserved rest tomorrow. When do services start back up again? And I suppose on Stephen's Day there will be limited enough service, will there?
Well, there's actually no trains on Christmas Day or St. Stephen's Day. We're back Saturday. We're back on Saturday 27th. And from Saturday 27th through to New Year's Day, again, you're talking about just revised timetables during that time. Generally, for weekdays, you're talking about a Saturday service, but with some alterations. And also then on New Year's Eve, we will be having the full service through the day, including the Saturday service, but also the late night trains after the Dublin New Year's Eve events. New Year's Day being a bank holiday has a revised timetable as well, and we get back to normal on Friday, 2nd January. But yes, as you say, we have 2 days now on Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day when people do get a very, very well-earned rest after a very busy year with probably the busiest numbers we've ever seen.
Okay, Barry Kenny, enjoy your break at Irish Rail. Thank you very much for that. Graham McQueen is with the Dublin Airport Authority. Morning, Graham.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Obviously, another very busy day for both Dublin and Cork airports, which are under your remit, and then it all stops.
Yeah, another exciting day. Going to be lots more reunions in the terminals this morning. I was just looking at the figures, actually, and compared to this day last year, Christmas Eve last year, we had about 47,000 passengers going through, and this year we've got nearly 70. So another really busy day. It's been a busy couple of weeks, but it's all going really, really well. So anyone flying today or indeed meeting and greeting their loved ones in the terminals can expect a no-problems day, which is what the team are working very hard to provide.
We know that the weather is always the imponderable when it comes to travel at Christmas. And as Alan O'Reilly was explaining to us, it is going to be quite benign today and has been benign for the last few days. So that has had a positive impact on air travel because there has been very little disruption.
Yeah, exactly. It's the perfect weather for us as an airport at this time of the year. There's been very few delays and no cancellations, which is fantastic. The forecast looks okay for next week as well. Big numbers travelling next week between Christmas and New Year. And look, the flight operations here will continue this evening right up until 11:15 in Dublin. The last flight in will be from Tenerife in Cork. The last flight comes in from London about 9 o'clock. And then we all get a day off tomorrow as well. The staff in both airports get a well-earned day off, the only day of the year that we close. And then look, from 11 o'clock onwards in Dublin, the skies will be free for Santa and the reindeers to come in. So that's obviously a very important job for the team here today as well.
Yeah, because no, they can't afford to clock off completely because of that special visitor who is due in. You will be liaising, and we'll be talking later on with the Irish Aviation Authority about this. But have you any indication for the boys and girls listening right now when Mr. Claus is due?
No, look, our job will be to get all the passengers in and out, first of all. And then after that, it's up to Santa where he wants to go. He'll choose his flight path. And look, we'll be here to welcome him if that is needed. The guys in the air traffic control tower will still be there through the early hours of the morning. So they'll be on hand to give him any help that he needs. But they'll have a keen eye on the sky, I'm sure, for that big red nose of the reindeer coming through the sky.
Talk about Stephen's Day, if you can, please, Graham, because is it hard to restart the machine, if I could put it that way, with the one down day that you have it per year?
You would think so, Jonathan, but to be honest, what we find at this time of year is a bit like a cup final. Everybody gets up for it, so people know on the team that they've got to get up, they've got to get in to get people on their way. Stephen's Day is a busy day. We'll have 75,000 people going through on Stephen's Day. So busy, a lot of people going off to the UK for big sporting events and holidays in Europe and city breaks and things like that. So, no, we're fortunate we have a really motivated team. They get up for these big events, and we're hopeful and confident that will be the case this week.
Finally, Graham, I can't not ask you about the situation with your CEO, Kenny Jacobs. Staff at the airport operator told last night that he is taking some time out of the business. Do you or your colleagues know exactly what that means?
Look, I got the note the same as every other staff member last night. There's obviously very little I can say on that issue. I mean, there's a process at play, and I don't want to jeopardise that with anything I say today. But I think what I would say is that the full focus of the team remains the same. Everybody's on the ground today at Cork and Dublin Airport, making sure that everybody gets on their way and making sure that we round off what has been a great year at both airports. It's been a record year at Dublin. And we're looking ahead to 2026 and giving another good year to passengers.
And can I just ask the obvious question, if it's not Kenny Jacobs, who is in charge at the DAA this morning?
Well, look, there's always people in charge at DAA. The teams in the airport are there working hard on the ground. There's a full exec, there's a full board, there's good management teams below that. So the team are working very hard to make sure everybody gets on their way this morning.
Graham McQueen of the DAA, thanks for joining us. Happy Christmas, Graham.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.